One might not think so from the weather at the moment, but it will soon be summer and more people will be travelling. Switzerland has an excellent public transport system, but Susan Vogel-Masika has found a downside. Here's her blog, Too Cozy for Comfort.
In Switzerland, even the most ordinary city buses have plush upholstery. The posh post-auto seats are like sofas, and the newer Swiss Federal Railways wagons have plenty of padding too. But all this comfort encourages some passengers to make themselves a little too much at home. You've probably seen them, those people, many of them old enough to know better, propping their feet on a train or bus seat, leaving a dirty or wet smear behind. Some take their shoes off, but let's be honest, how fresh is a moist stocking foot at the end of the day? Even worse, ill-smelling bare feet. But have you ever dared to say anything? I think most Swiss, including the conductors and bus drivers, are reluctant to rock the boat, or bus or train, whichever the case may be. But I'm not reluctant to. Come to think of it, my Swiss husband isn't either. One morning, he boarded a bus filled with students and gruffly commanded, "Feet down!" He still laughs when he remembers the sound of a dozen startled feet hitting the floor. Whether you're tough or gentle, when asking for a little decorum, it usually works. Some people sigh and roll their eyes, but I find that most people do oblige, especially if you offer a newspaper for them to tuck under their feet. Because fuddy-duddy that I am, even I like to put my feet up once in a while. But then there's the issue with the garbage. Newspapers and magazines don't count. These are a boon for anyone in need of entertainment, or maybe a foot mat. What I mean are bottles and cans, sandwich wrappers, used tissues, and other debris. Is it so difficult to use the rubbish bins provided? Worse yet, I once saw a respectable-looking teenage girl throwing her snack wrapper out of a bus window. Since I was sitting across from her, you can be sure I told her what I thought about that. Noise pollution is yet another problem. Those wearing headphones are probably going deaf and won't realize how loud their music is. But what about the folks who deliberately show off their DJ skills using devices without earbuds? My visiting sister and I encountered such a fellow on a train bound for Ticino. Poor sis was mortified when I decided to sing Moon River loudly and off-key in an effort to compete with the noise of the boombox. Well-mannered on my part? Not really, but it sure was fun. I guess nobody's perfect.
And she assures me it worked. That was Susan Vogel-Masika.